This news update is being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sinilac, and Bay counties to serve customers. Community strong since 1895. And by Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderick. It is almost time for students to learn what rural life in the Thumb was like back in the early 1900s. The annual school tours of the Thumb Octagon Barn and Agricultural Museum will be Wednesday, May 15th through Friday, May 17th. The tours offer a unique educational learning experience for students from preschool on up through 8th grade. During the tours, hundreds of children from throughout the state will attend the unusual learning experience that brings what rural life was like more than a century ago. The theme for this year is a century jewel in recognition of the barn's 100th birthday. Students will get to experience what attending a one-room school was like. A pet farm, animals, see a working blacksmith shop, a sawmill, a cider mill, powerhouse, walk over the covered bridge, play some of the games that children did back then, and much more. And look twice, save a life could really help avoid motorcycle crashes. May is Motorcycle Awareness Month. Both the Tuscola and Huron County Boards of Commissioners went on record supporting motorcycle awareness in May and for the entire biking season. A representative of Region 7, the American Bikers Aiming Towards Education, went to both counties' meetings seeking support, which he received. To go along with that, Abate Region 7 will host a motorcycle awareness ride on May 12th. The ride starts at noon at Evergreen Park and ends at the Blue Water Sports Bar and Grill in Port Sinilac. At the end of the ride, there will be a meeting. The event is open to all who ride motorcycles. Participants do not need to be a member of Abate to join in. And the Coyleton Township Board of Trustees is looking for a place to put a second early warning emergency siren they are planning on purchasing. The initial plan was to put the next refurbished siren near the Eipel Cemetery on White Creek Road. But the residents who live in that area don't want the tornado warning siren located there. The search is on for another location. You can read more about that on the full written article on thumbnet.net. We'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's that time of year again when farmers are preparing for the spring planting season. Let Thumb Bank and Trust help your farming operation grow. This is Matt Ross, Ag Lender for Thumb Bank and Trust. We offer competitive rates and convenient terms designed to meet your specific needs. If you are looking to expand your farm operation, obtain a line of credit, or buy new machinery, let Thumb Bank and Trust help you. We will meet you in person at one of our offices or at the farm. We are committed to helping Thumb area farmers succeed. Give me a call at our pigeon office or visit us online at thumb.bank to learn more. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
NMLS number 462637, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. The Denmark Township Board of Trustees approved appointments to the Township's Planning Commission. The chair will be Dan Bauer, and the vice chair is Jim Wilkinson and Arnie Krumnar, serving as secretary along with Mike Weiss and Luke Berlin as trustees. The commission will meet on the following dates, July 22nd, October 21st, and January 10th of 2025. In other matters, the board scheduled the spring cleanup at the township cemetery for May 11th, with May 18th as an alternate date. Also, the township will once again participate in a tire recycling collection that is coordinated by the Tuscola County Mosquito Abatement and Tuscola County Recycling. The collection will be from 7 to 11:30 a.m. on July 20th. The drive to collect unwanted tires is because there are a prime breeding location for mosquitoes, which can carry diseases for both animals and humans. and student protests over the Israel-Hamas war have popped up on an increasing number of U.S. college campuses, following last week's arrest of more than 100 demonstrators at Columbia University. The students are calling for universities to separate themselves from any companies that are advancing Israel's military efforts in Gaza, and in some cases from Israel itself. Protests on many campuses have been orchestrated by coalitions of student groups. The groups largely act independently, though students say they're inspired by peers at other universities. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's the spring sofa sale happening at Ashley's and Bad Axe. Let everyone sit comfortably with sofas and love seats priced to sell across the store. Get your choice of 9 hot buy sofas in stock now, all priced at $799 and under. Plus, all one-and-done love seats are marked down to their lowest price, with 6 different styles to choose from. Have guests spending the night? Check out our selection of sleeper sofas in stock and on sale up to 30% off. Hurry in, the spring sofa sale is limited to inventory on hand. You won't find deals like this anywhere but Ashley's, located in the heart of Bad Axe Shopping District and a proud member of the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. Please see store for details. Some exclusions may apply.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back here on the broadcasting with more news. Federal health officials say 3 women who were diagnosed with HIV after getting vampire facial procedures at an unlicensed New Mexico medical spa are believed to be the first documented cases of people contracting the virus through a cosmetic procedure using needles. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported last week that a 2018 through 2023 investigation into the clinic showed it apparently reused disposable equipment. HIV transmission from contaminated blood through any kind of unsterile injection is a well-known risk, but this is the first time the use of cosmetic services was documented as a likely source. Many cosmetic services like Botox and fillers are delivered with needles. And tornadoes have killed 4 people in Oklahoma and left thousands without power. The tornadoes began late Saturday night and left at least 100 people injured around Oklahoma. One tornado destroyed several downtown buildings in Sulphur, Oklahoma, flipping over cars, shearing rooftops off houses across a 15-block radius. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt toured the destruction on Sunday and said every business in the town of Sulphur appeared to have been destroyed. Oklahoma's severe weather adds to the dozens of reported tornadoes that have wreaked havoc in the nation's midsection since Friday. Authorities said Sunday that one person also died in Iowa because of those storms. And older Americans are fueling a sustained boost to the U.S. economy, benefiting from outsized gains in the stock and housing markets over the past several years. They are accounting for a larger share of consumer spending, the principal driver of economic growth, than ever before. And much of their spending is going toward higher-priced services like travel, healthcare, and entertainment, thereby putting further upward pressure on those prices and on inflation. Such spending is relatively immune to the Federal Reserve's push to slow growth and tame inflation through higher borrowing rates because it rarely requires borrowing. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sanilac, and Bay counties to serve customers. Community strong since 1895. And by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.